From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. An overdose spike alert has been issued for Columbia County. Greener Pathways Program Director Carl Quinn said the county had one overdose around 5 p.m. January 20th in the northern part of the county, and a second overdose occurred around 4:30 a.m. early January 21st in the eastern part of the county. Neither of the overdoses was fatal. Ulster County is also experiencing an overdose spike, experiencing four non-fatal overdoses in a 24-hour period, Quinn said. He said it is possible the cases could be connected. The cause of the overdoses is not known. But if they involve the synthetic opioid fentanyl, there could be more overdoses in the area. Quinn said, and I quote, "It would seem that if it was fentanyl, it would be likely that there will be more overdoses," end quote. He added, and I quote, "That's part of the reason we want to get the alert out so quickly, is so that maybe we can prevent some of those from happening if people know that it's out there," end quote. This is the second overdose spike alert in Columbia County in January. So far, there have been 9 overdoses in Columbia and 11 in Greene County. None of the overdoses were fatal. Greener Pathways encourages people who need Narcan or fentanyl test strips to text Narcan Kit to 21000. And a Greener Pathways peer advocate will respond. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, January 21st, announced the extension of the open enrollment period for uninsured residents through March 31st. Applications for coverage can be made through New York State of Health, New York's official health plan marketplace, or directly through insurers. The extension will align New York with the federal public health emergency, which was recently extended to April 20th. This extension allows people eligible for qualified health plan insurance additional time to enroll for coverage in 2021 and means that enrollment remains open for all New York State of Health programs. New Yorkers can apply for coverage through New York State of Health online or by calling 1-855-355-5777 and connecting with a free enrollment assister. Tom McFarland is reporting for the New York Law Journal. A group of attorneys is asking a state disciplinary panel to immediately suspend Rudy Giuliani's law license pending an investigation into the former New York City mayor's blocked effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in favor of former President Donald Trump. The complainant is the nonpartisan organization Lawyers Defending American Democracy, made up of former federal prosecutors and retired partners at major law firms. The group has alleged that Giuliani, and I quote, "violated multiple provisions of the New York Rules of Professional Conduct," end quote, while representing Trump and the Trump campaign. The complaint did not call for a specific remedy, but said that Giuliani's, and I quote, "flagrant and persistent lying," end quote, warranted heightened scrutiny and sanctions because he sought to undermine America's constitutional right to vote. The lawyers cited Giuliani's false statements of massive, widespread voter fraud, as well as his baseless litigation to invalidate millions of votes in key swing states, and also referred to his call on January 6th for, and I quote, "trial by combat," end quote, just before mobs violently swarmed the U.S. Capitol building and disrupted the counting of the 2020 Electoral College votes. More than 36 attorneys signed the complaint. State Senator Brad Holyman, a Manhattan Democrat, last week urged the grievance committee to, and I quote, "swiftly launch a thorough investigation into whether Giuliani should be sanctioned for his conduct and strongly consider his disbarment," end quote. The New York Bar Association also announced on January 11th that it would consider removing Giuliani from its membership rolls. And you can read the full story in the New York Law Journal. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. A state Supreme Court judge January 21st ruled that a lawsuit filed by the National Rifle Association can move forward in New York City. State Attorney General Letitia James last year filed a fraud case against the gun rights organization, arguing it has misused its funds. The NRA denies the charges. The AG's case could lead to the dissolution of the NRA based on state anti-fraud law. The NRA last week announced it would move to Texas and declare bankruptcy while also moving to have the New York case dismissed. But state Supreme Court Judge Joel Cohen disagreed, declining to end the case to have it moved to a different venue in Albany. James said, and I quote, "Today's order reaffirms what we've known all along. The NRA does not get to dictate if and where they will answer for their actions," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "We thank the court for allowing our case to move forward and look forward to holding the NRA accountable," end quote. Read more about this story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.